Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We got Larry on the phone down there in the Southland. How you doing there, Larry?
Hey, Stuart. Doing okay.
Well, before we get going on the main subject of the war, evidently it's a hot war, and many thousands of, if you believe the reports, many thousands of troops may have been, Saudi Arabian troops may have been sacrificed and killed, taken captive, wounded, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to talk about this Sanhedrin sacrifice a little bit. They've got a video out now. It's very gruesome of them killing a goat, bleeding him and all that, and it's on YouTube. But I wanted to read out of Hebrews, but into the second, talking about the holy place, went the high priest alone, the Holy of Holies, every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of the Reformation. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats, which they sacrificed here just on the 27th, yesterday, and calves, but by his own blood he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify us to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purging your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, by means of death for the redemption of transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So there you go, folks. So I just wanted to point that out, that we're entering back into a time of law keeping versus grace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that Jesus Christ is now the high priest. And if you read further into this thing, he is not really appreciative of what they're doing over there in Israel or the return of the Sanhedrin. There's nothing in prophecy that says that God wants them to go into the Sanhedrin and do all this stuff. To the contrary, they are mocking the Lord Jesus Christ. But they don't realize that now, and it's going to take a while before they do. Anyway, having said all that, where do you want to start, Larry, with this war?
Well, let me, before we go to the war, something else, because you mentioned September the 27th. I posted it on my blog today. There's a brand new movie just broke on Netflix, September the 27th, the same day as that sacrifice. And the title is In the Shadow of the Moon, Some Crimes Defy Time. And so this is about a time travel. It's a new movie. Mike Adams with Natural News broke the story. And listen to the wording on here. It says, new Netflix movie premieres September the 27th. Pre-crime kill list to murder patriots before they can defend America. And it also remarks also, pre-crime murder of patriots in America before they can bring an uprising against globalism. Do you think that's kind of odd timing?
Perfect timing for them. The sacrifice of a goat would be the same thing as the sacrifice of the constitutionalists, Bill Reuters, Christians, the good. As I read last night, I think, on one of the, they woe be unto them that call good evil and evil good. And that's exactly what's going on. I got the article. New Netflix movie fantasizes about time-traveling liberals carrying out the pre-crime murder of patriots to prevent an American uprising against globalism. Now, this is Natural News. As a delusional, insane cult of liberalism continues to infect every institution across America, Hollywood has been transformed into a place where left-wing fantasies are played out on the big screen to satisfy the delusions of the brainwashed masses. The latest example of these left-wing fantasies is found in a new Netflix movie, In the Shadow of the Moon. It's kind of an interesting title all by itself. Pre-crime murder is intended to execute those people before they start an uprising against globalism, which of course seeks to overrun America and destroy our national sovereignty. The entire point of the film is to make sure all these people who defend America are killed, ensuring globalism succeeds in overturning this nation, or overrunning it, and enslaving humanity. That's very, very interesting wording in view of the wording of the powers that be and how they intended. If you go into the writings of the Protocols of Elders of Zion, they openly say they will kill anybody who stands against them. So it's very, very interesting. We have a sacrifice, and then we have this movie released all about the killing, all about blood. Those that hate me love death. Well, the opposite of those is those who love the Lord love life. And that ought to tell us where we are insofar as the murder of many unborn or even those that are just coming out of the womb. And it seems to be that that's quite acceptable now. Those who hate me love death. If you're a Christian and you think that this is okay, you hate God. I'll say it again. You hate God. Not my words, God's words. If you love death, you hate God. Simple as that. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, yeah. We're beyond, I guess, snowflakes. This is getting real, isn't it?
Yeah, all too real. And the snowflakes in America just can't stand any of this, but I guess that's the way it goes. Isn't that what apostasy is? And that's, I guess, what apostasy does. I put in for half an hour, so we do have a little time. Wanted to talk about this because you're all out there familiar with what's going on with Trump. Last night, I can't remember which lawyer it was, but they've done a lot of research. Did you know, I did not know, that a treaty between the United States and the Ukraine calls for crimes that are done in the Ukraine are to be investigated by the USA. So Trump actually followed the law of the treaty, which was evidently passed by Congress, and that means even the Democrats. So this business about Trump being a criminal because of what he did, he's following the law of the treaty. And all of this is to just derail all of the overturning and the revelation of all the crimes of deep state communists. So it's clearly now, with all of this being revealed, that it's a communist plot to foment a full revelation or revolution in America in order to bring in full martial law, which is what the protocol said they wanted, and then bring in the United Nations peacekeepers. And that's probably why Americans are reporting UN white military-style vehicles by the thousands all over America. So if you see a lot of these white UN vehicles, you'll know why. They're getting ready for the takeover of the United States, and they are allowed to do that by their treaty. They have treaties. I can't remember what article it is. It's in my video, I think, Iron Mountain, which is free up on Angel Fall 923, so you can go see it. And I think that's in there about the United Nations and State Department 7277. So anyway, there it is. Here's another one, Larry. What do you think about that they got this treaty already revealed now?
Well, not only that, Stuart, it appears that the UN is very much behind the globalist in going after Americans' guns, because there is some reports coming out behind the scenes of Congress that Congress is already busy trying to draft a anti-gun bill, a confiscation bill, if you will, behind the scenes and behind the eyes of the American people. This is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, and of course you have the red flag laws, which is a backdoor approach. Because if you're and Trump and the rest of them keep yelling about mental illness, mental illness, mental illness, we'll go back to what the communists said and go back about, I think it's a year or 2 years when the shrink group, but I don't know what they call themselves, bunch of psychotics, I guess, have more or less said that anybody who feels sad is mentally ill, gets angry is mentally ill, is overly argumentative is mentally ill, etc., etc., etc. In other words, we could gel that down by saying, according to shrinkdom, everybody born on planet Earth is actually mentally ill. Now, you might laugh at that. I wouldn't be laughing at it. That's exactly what the communists did in Russia. If you were not a communist, you were mentally ill. If you stood against anything the state said or directed, you were mentally ill. And they're coming in the back door. Hey, if it works, why fix it? You know the old saying, if it works, don't fix it. That's where we're at. So, anyway, bad, bad news. Let's get into this thing that's going on over there in the Middle East. That sounds awful dangerous.
Well, it
Larry,
does.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say it is dangerous. It's absolutely dangerous. And what's so interesting is there are very few sources reporting it at the present time. I'll read Debka File's headlines. Debka File out of Israel is reporting that the Yemen rebel forces, supported by Iran, claim hundreds of Saudi troops killed, captured in an attack on Najran. Says Iranian-backed group says they captured hundreds of armored vehicles and a surprise attack inside Saudi Arabia, the province of Najran, and said they defeated or killed three complete Saudi army brigades. You can tie into that, Stuart, you know, at least the last couple of programs, we were reporting that there was intel coming out of Yemen of a second attack that was planned by Iran against Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we said that. We told people that. And,
yep,
of course, no comment, but this was after the attack on the Saudi Arabian oil fields. And apparently now, Yahoo News actually has come out with a headline. It's short, but it says Yemen Houthi rebels forces report their attack on Saudi border frontline Saudi army forces in southern Saudi region of Najran, that they were victorious in the attack, and seized much equipment. A lot of the equipment they got was hundreds of armored vehicles and weapons. And so they also, and at the same time, Stuart, this is an invasion force out of Yemen that breached the border of Saudi Arabia and went into Saudi Arabia and attacked a province there and slaughtered pretty much the army that was watching over that region and seized that area. So, Stuart, we actually literally have an invasion of Saudi Arabia by Iranian-backed forces. And now they also did use missiles and drones, those cruise missiles out of Iran. So this really mm-hmm. is a second an attack against Saudi Arabia. Now, what's kind of telling also is that Debka File and other reports on the Internet indicate that there's been no reports from the Saudi government or the Saudi military, and they're unable to contact Mohammed bin Salman. Now, it makes me wonder, Stuart, is it also a coup going on inside Saudi Arabia against Salman, or is this an invasion? But listen, almost all the governments right now are silent, Stuart. What do you think?
Yeah, I noticed that. It's not being reported. Even Hal Turner hasn't reported it, yet Yahoo News has reported it. Debka has reported it. Of course, Hal may be off somewhere, not paying much attention to it, but here's my problem with all this. We are allied with Saudi Arabia, and we were going to send, I think, like 200 more troops in there. Well, this is going to change that totally. Trump kind of poo-pooed any reaction to the Saudi oil fields, more or less saying, well, that's Saudi's problem. We'll send them some stuff so that they can, you know, defend themselves. But now with this, doesn't this change the ball game like 100%?
Well, I would think it would, Stuart, and at the same time that this occurs, Israel has no functioning government. They're in a quandary. I know that when the government of Israel is in this situation and no functioning government, the Israeli Defense Force is kind of take up the slack and try to defend the nation. But with this Iranian movement and a second attack into Saudi Arabia, Israel is pretty much hindered from going on the offensive. And also the U.S. right now, Stuart, we've never been in such a quandary as this insanity of impeachment, which they're really calling a third part of the same coup against President Trump. Here we are 3 years. The coup is now in the third part. And as Augusto Perez said on a show I did with him Friday, mm-hmm. he said that if Trump and his people doesn't make a move to defend this nation, we're done.
Well, of course, you and I have long thought that if he really wanted to get anything done, he should have, as soon as he took office, all those people, Clapper, Brennan, Hillary, all of them should have been arrested, including a good many senators and a good many of the Congress, the House representatives, that are actually traitors to the United States of America. But he didn't do anything. And I don't think he is going to do anything. And I know he doesn't want to get into a war with Iran, but this situation now with Saudi Arabia, is he going to toss Saudi Arabia to the winds? Now, what I'm thinking about, is this the beginning of Iran's excursions in Daniel 8? They're just using proxies.
Yeah.
Because they go east, west, north, and south.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting thought, Stuart, because Daniel 8 is very expressive of what happens. And many have said that the U.S. at the present time simply is not in a position to actually defeat Iranian forces in a conventional war. So,
no.
If you said in Daniel 8, it appears it's entirely an air war, not conventional on the ground.
Yes, it says it says in Habakkuk too. It's kind of verified that the United States laughs at kings and princes, and we come like the wind. We don't even touch the ground in Daniel 8. So it's got to be an aerial takeout, basically, of Iran. And with, how do I word this, with Feast of Trumpets coming up now, tomorrow night, we begin Feast of Trumpets. Israel enters 5780, and the numbers are extremely interesting. 5, the number of grace. 7, the number of completion. 8, the new order. So are we looking down the barrel of Jacob's trouble? I don't know, but it sure looks like Iran now, if this is Iranian-backed, they're going to have to go all out because they know we're going to come for them. Wouldn't you think that that would, and maybe even Israel will take advantage of this. What do you think? This could go instantly into a world war.
Yeah, and the interesting part, Stuart, is the fact that at this very, you know, if Iran was going to do a Daniel 8 and begin to come out with force, this would be the perfect timing, if the way they would see it, because, Stuart, at the present time, American government is in chaos. Israeli government is in chaos. Saudi Arabia government has been in chaos. Stuart, this is the perfect timing for them to bring an onslaught.
Yeah, and, you know, Iran's not stupid. Those people over there are the leaders, of particularly the Soleimani. You're right. Israel's in chaos, and we are. And, the economy is, the global economy is very shaky. And whenever that happens, you normally they go to war. It's the best way to get rid of, you know, prop the economy back up. So this is very, very dangerous, folks. That's all we're trying to tell you. And as far as we can tell by vetting Yahoo and Debka, there's no reason they would say this. And the fact that there is no Saudi government response to any of this, and that they're totally silent, and there has been no contact with Salman or the king. Do you suppose they went into hiding?
Well, they do have a special bunker at an Air Force base that when it's Saudi Arabia coming under attack, they take the king there immediately, and Salman could have gone there. But, you know, they had a recent drone assassination attempt against Salman months ago.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if they also, at the time they did the attack in that southern province, they might have tried to go after Salman one more time.
And they might have done it. They might have actually accomplished it. But if they did, then Saudi Arabia falls under Iranian control. Somebody had a prophecy, and I can't remember whether they got it out of Daniel 8 or where they got it from. But they actually go in and go to Mecca and destroy Mecca. So I can't remember where I saw that or read that. And maybe it was part of that rabbi who had done all this work on Daniel 8, that they kind of overrun Saudi Arabia. And evidently, Trump ultimately, or somebody, if it's not Trump, declares basically open war upon Iran, and we touch not the ground. And we all but destroy Persia, or at least knock them out. Now, here's the problem, Larry. You've got, when you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, Persia is included in that. Maybe we're right on the verge of Isaiah chapter 17. I can't imagine they wouldn't take advantage of all the confusion to attack Israel at the same time. Do you suppose?
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, I did read an article where the government over there, the leaders are saying, we've got to get a coalition government here because we have so many threats surrounding us now.
Yeah, Israel is fully aware that they're about to be attacked. I mean, they're right on the cusp of a major attack against Israel from all sides, and they're aware of that. There's also, Stuart, at the same time that this is going down over there, Barry Rothman just did a new Torah code. You want me to give it to you right quick?
Yeah, we went over some of that, but yes, go with it.
Okay, Barry Rothman, September the 27th, yesterday actually, and it's under construction still. But apparently, I saw an article, in, I believe it was Washington Post, where Steve Bannon, you know, who is a Trump supporter, you know, a patriot, he actually came out and warned that we're headed to a civil war in America over the impeachment. And
yes.
So Barry Rothman entitled it, Bannon Warns of Civil War Over Trump Impeachment. And I'll read you real quick the wording in it because it's really interesting. It you know, there's a lot of strange words that fit together. Number one, the civil. Number two, army. The war. Number three, B. Obama. Number four, impeachment. Number five, wall. Number six, Michelle. Number seven, president. Number eight, conspiracy. Number nine, Bannon. And this is what's going on, you know, Stuart. You know, maybe Iran has decided that Trump's going to have such a handful of business in the U.S., he can't handle the Middle East.
Well, and of course, there are a lot of those who say that Barack Hussein Obama, remember his comment, if push comes to shove, I'm on the side of the Muslim world. I'm not on the Israel side. And he's running this thing, I think, behind the scenes. That's why he's in Washington. He never left, said he wasn't going to leave. So is he running things behind the scenes? And then you got Hal Turner, who said that Hillary Clinton, like a snake in the weeds, is sitting there just waiting to announce her candidacy for president. And that would be a good reason to get rid of Biden. And who knows, whether it be Michelle or Michael, or whether it would be Obama himself coming back into full power. Nothing would surprise me at this point, because we don't know what the twists and turns are, and we don't know how long the Lord's hand is going to be on Trump. He never would have survived this far if the Lord's hand hadn't been on him. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely believe you. He would have never lasted. I mean, he wouldn't have lasted but a few months if he'd have been just the normal, everyday, I guess you could say, businessman. But that he's lasted almost 3 years has been miraculous, and we know that he's not called Cyrus for nothing, a biblical term.
Yeah, there was an interesting thing from Sorcher Fall, that ne'er-do-well person or persons, post all kinds of stuff that everybody says is a lie, but usually later on we find out it really wasn't. She posted a thing, Trump impeachment plot goal to put Hillary Clinton in power warned will end or could end our republic. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is a grand plan, folks. This is a grand communist plan. And confusion reigns. Chaos reigns. Remember what the Masonic motto is, order out of chaos. I think we're descending into world chaos rapidly. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, yeah, and this latest incursion into Saudi Arabia, however this turns out, it may be a pivot of some type.
I just can't imagine with the timing of it. We're coming up on Rosh Hashanah. We're starting a whole new order of things. And this thing probably will escalate. I can't imagine that we won't do something about it. Because if we didn't, Saudi Arabia is gone. And then they are no longer an ally. And then Iran would have all the oil fields over there. That would be horrendous. Situation, at least for us, because most people commute to work. Can they afford $8 a gallon? I don't think so. Anyway, we got, I guess we're running out of time here. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And it's a heads up for everybody. We don't know what's going to happen over there. So anyway, take care, and we'll see you as soon as we can.